This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Well, sorta. It's Tim and Jess. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci will be here. Got a little bit of a hold up though, but we will look forward to him joining the show. But Jess, you know, you're here. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a long day at the studio, but you know, good stuff. Yeah, how are you?
I am okay. I know, you know the behind the scenes of what happened to me today, and we'll share a little bit of that today. Truly, the educated educator got educated today in a way that I know some people are going to be like, really? You? That? Yes, me. And we're going to talk about that. But it is, you know, again, Thursday night, Busted Pencils. Great show last night with Educators Amplified in the house, you know, enjoying the conversation, particularly around what does it mean to socially just teach, not just teach, but socially justice teaching, and the beautifully critical, critically beautiful term that we coined last night just seemed to kind of resonate and come across there too. So, hey, you know what though? One of the best things I love all the time though, Jess, about Busted Pencils, it's because we're sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company.
Yeah, we are.
They sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Not only their beer, but their swag, their t-shirts, their coffee mugs, their coffee, their wine.
Seltzers. And all
seltzers. And if you're like me, yeah, you kind of like that stuff too a little bit more. You know, I'm not saying I used to be, people are like, Tim, you used to drink beer. I'm like, I did. I liked it a lot at some points. But now I know that right now I prefer the seltzer waters and things like that. But nothing better to me than a really good kind of porterish stout dark beer. I still like to just occasionally go, you know what? If I'm going to have a real beer, I want it to be a nice, hearty porter or a stout or a brown ale, something like that. I've always been like that. I know college fraternity brothers were always like, you know, at that time I was, Guinness was essentially the choice at the time if you wanted a beer. I know. Well, but I mean, you either had yellow beer or Guinness.
Well,
you know, there wasn't all this swag boutique type of beer like there is today when I was in college, but I, you know, drank the Guinness and liked that, and I'd always get made fun of by my fraternity brothers. Now to this day, occasionally on the Facebook fraternity page, it's like, Schleck, you still drink it? I'm like, well, nah, just seltzer waters. Boy, talk about a divergence, though. Jess, lots going on today.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing, you know, some conversations. Not sure how much we'll dig into that, but, you know, we did talk about the horrible, dismal, really bad, no good day President Biden had at the debate a couple weeks ago. You know, and I kind of really laid into it, saying like during those moments, I was texting back and forth to Johnny, going like, this is bad. This is really, really bad, you know, and it made me start having a more anxiety than I typically carry around, which is a lot most of the time. And thinking like, this is bad because we're going to lose if the dude who's talking tonight is the dude who's running against. And I know people are like, he's running against somebody who's so ridiculously awful. Poop could win.
Right.
In fact, I heard it. Right. And it's like,
yeah, it's distressing how bad it was that as you're watching, you're going, can he win? Can Biden win against Trump? It's like an empty bag should be able to win against Trump, because at least an empty bag you can do something with. You can fill it.
You can fill it, or it won't do anything harmful.
I mean, unless it gets wrapped around your head.
Unless it gets wrapped around, yeah. Well, you know, paper. But yeah, it's like, how could this be happening? And so now over the weeks, the 2 weeks it has happened, there's been speculation, there's been push, there's been efforts, there's been all kinds of things. And, you know, yesterday we said with the op-ed by George Clooney, people are like, well, what's a Hollywood guy supposed to have to do with this? Well, he kind of raises big, big buku bucks. In fact, 2 weeks ago, the last fundraising event, $30 million was raised by George Clooney's organization, the most ever raised at a Democratic fundraiser. So when people are like, how dare this Hollywood guy enter into the politics frame? Well, he is a Hollywood guy, and, you know, he's kind of carries that around. He's a good looking dude, too. But he carries a lot of sway in the Democratic Party. And so that came out yesterday. And then our own Earl Ingram, though, right after that event, got the opportunity, and Civic Media did, to interview President Biden.
The Biden campaign reached out to Earl.
Yeah, the Biden campaign reached out to Earl. And that interview ran on July 4th.
Yes,
great day, right? You know, and
fun
now
fact,
there's a
Tim Slecker. I was sitting in the room during that interview.
And I was going to say, I'm like, Jess, you were right there when it was happening and doing the part there watching it.
So, I was sitting in this chair in this room.
it was a good interview. We heard about it, but there's been now a little bit of, I don't know, kerfuffle, fallout, confusion.
Kerfuffle is the word I would use.
Yeah. Okay. You like that word?
I do.
Because the appearance also, President Biden gave a local station in Philadelphia the same opportunity that Civic Media was given, like Earl. And it came out that, well, the president's campaign, the organization sent the questions to the interviewers to suggest questions that President Biden would like to answer.
Right. A list of acceptable questions to the Biden administration, Biden campaign, was sent to Earl and to the radio host in Pennsylvania. And from that list, the hosts chose what questions they wanted to ask.
Right. And they did, but, you know, there was a fallout now. How dare journalists not be allowed to ask their own questions? It's a violation of some kind of journalistic integrity, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, the host from the Philadelphia show resigns and steps down, kind of talks about, you know, well, she shouldn't have done that is kind of the insinuation that came out. You know, she should have never agreed to those questions. We've talked about that, going like, whenever you interview anybody important, suggested questions, possibilities, it always happens. In fact, when people interview me, and you're thinking, going like, well, who the heck would want to interview you? Certain times, certain people want to interview me. I send suggested questions to kind of help the interview going. That's not unheard of.
No, and on this show, we frequently, you know, we behind the scenes, you guys, sometimes when we have guests on, we tell them in advance what we're going to ask.
We tell them in advance. In fact, we say we've got a guest coming up next week. And you and I today, Jess, we're working on the questions for her.
Yeah.
You know, because we're wanting her to be prepared, us to be prepared, so that it's an informative show, so that people get this. We're not playing gotcha. We're playing, we want to educate you. And so therefore, the questions are chosen to provide the information about what we're trying to communicate at that point. It's not a gotcha whenever you're a guest. So if you're thinking like, boy, I'd like to be a guest on that show. Well, you should. 855-752-4842 is the number. You can call and talk about us. Ask if you want to be a guest. We'll even provide the questions for you so that you can go, wow, these guys, people really took great care of us. But now another little bump in the Earl story with, I guess, the show, which, again, it wasn't a live interview that aired. It was a recorded interview that was done the day before July 4th, mm-hmm. right, Jess?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there were two little spots that were, I guess you say, you know, kind of taken out of the.
They were edited out. It was
edited
about 15
out.
Seconds total.
total of 15 seconds of the president, you know, saying, and this has been published now on the Civic Media site.
Yes,
it's been available for people to go out and make sure they can listen to it on their own. I've seen it now on CNN. You see that what was pulled out. In a sense, you know, people are like, well, where were they censoring what the president said? Was that a problem? You know, or did we really get the full story? And if you look at it again, a little bit of editing, and I know Civic Media says, you know, while we don't condone what happened and we wouldn't like to see that, we're still standing behind everybody because this was not an intent to make listeners unaware of things that the president said that needed to be shielded. You can see very clearly what he said. And I think about this too, whenever I'm doing our show, you know, particularly when we do recorded sessions. In fact, Jess, you and I did a little bit of a recorded session yesterday and I said, hey, cut that part out.
Yeah.
You know, because that didn't, it didn't
sound good. It didn't sound like you.
It didn't sound like me. It didn't sound like good radio. It didn't sound informative. And I was like, hey, let's cut that out. Now, should we make it available to everybody what we cut out of the show? I guess we could. I'm not afraid to hide anything, but again, for clarity. And so anybody who's listening to Civic Media and listening to Earl and seeing this out there, that's the best explanation of, you know, what happened. Guess what? Nothing, really, nothing to see here, you know. Earl Ingram.
Well, there is something to see here or listen to, and it's available for you in multiple formats.
Thank you, Jess, for catching me on that. There is something for you to see, nothing to be hidden here. But again, Earl Ingram, just an incredibly awesome person, man of the Milwaukee area, has been doing this type of work, making sure that, you know, local news, local coverage, local interest stories in the Milwaukee area are always being brought to every listener out there. So Civic Media.
Someone upset with us.
Uh-oh. Where did I miss that one?
In the comments.
Uh-oh. I got to get ready to go and say, see who's doing it. I know we're coming up there. Okay, we'll put it out there. There you go. Gary Oxenrider. Civic Media can never be believed again. They have lost all trust with the public. They will spin the web with untruths. Gary, wow. Hey, you can call in, Gary, and talk to us about it, 855-752-4842. Anybody else, too? We'll talk about it because, hey, unlike the song you hear going, we do want to talk about it. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Back after the break. If you're on the video, you can see me dancing. Yeah. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, Educated Educators Talking Education. 855-752-4842 is the number. Yeah, we're talking about President Biden, whether, you know, what should be done. Actually talking more very specifically about the interview that was done with Civic Media's Earl Ingram, who aired July 4th, and 15 seconds of the aired interview was edited out. It's now up and available. Everybody can hear it for themselves. They can read it. We say nothing to hide here at all. But, you know, we had Gary texting in, and then we got Ted texting in. Civic Media and the Biden staff, along with Earl Ingram, are done, period. This cannot happen in America. You Marxist PIGs, you can only get ahead of lies and deceit.
I'm sorry, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, Ted, whoa.
That's a little funny.
There's a lot going on in that text. But
Terry,
hey,
buddy,
you know,
it's out there for you. You can go listen to the whole thing, unedited.
Unedited, and you can go, okay, so what was edited out was...
Well, yeah, you can actually listen to just the part that was edited out if you want, too.
Yeah. So what was edited out was nothing. Nothing of some substance that would say, oh, that changes everything. And you know what changes everything? I mean, the reality here is that what does this change? Because I'm going to come at this and say, you know, when we're starting to make the analysis at this point as to whether President Biden should be in the race, you know, what goes on here in this, I think we got to come back to the longer discussion about saying what happened at that debate and going to bring it back to going and say, you know, who has the best opportunity or the best positioning right now in the presidential election, and what's at stake is huge at this point. What's at stake? And so when people are kind of going along with saying, should the president step out of the way? I will put that I am in that camp that is going, whoa, something needs to happen. Got a couple callers on the line, though. Joanne, we love when you call from Madison. Joanne, what's happening to our friend?
Yes, thank you so much for covering this issue in such an appropriate way, well said way. Two quick notes. I listened to your broadcasts on July 4th and July 5th, and they were brilliant talking about how higher education works. And a number of people don't know how it works, and to have it described as wonderfully as you did was a real benefit. And I've directed many people to them already because again we assume that everybody knows how higher education works. And the other point, though, is that all of this that you're describing, the big problem that civic media fell into, can be helped with policies. Now, I know I just listened to the head of civic media saying, yeah, they have more policy-oriented efforts now. You know, if the organization has a policy for integrity of interviews, and if you just hand it to the organization, to the individual who's being interviewed, or the organization that's doing it, in this case, the White House, indeed, that could be of help. So thank you again, and policies help. And I know that civic media will never run into this again because it's going to be armed with policy.
Absolutely. Man, Joanne, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for the good kudos, Johnny. Joanne really liked last week's shows, the 4th and 5th, when we did about higher education, said she has directed a ton of people. And I tell you, Joanne, too, Johnny and I actually had a meeting today that was an awesome meeting with the Association of College and University Educators, and really talking about how important that issue is. Again, better teaching in colleges, the movement. And that's what AQ is doing, is they've been at building this movement for 10 years at making college teaching great again. Johnny, welcome, my friend. So we're
I made it.
We're engaging. You've got a little bit of a conversation. President Biden, should he be in? Should he be out? What happened with the Earl Ingram show and civic media, and a little bit of editing out? And yeah, you know, we're talking about it. And
full transparency for the listener, just because I golfed my all-time high. I would have bailed. But I had afternoon tea time because I had an unusual morning doctor's appointment. Everything's good, but I'm like biohuman.
Oh,
got my heart monitored up to this week. They're taking data on me. You know, you can't get out of it. But no, I golfed an all-time high, and so I texted Tim and Jess and said I'm probably going to fold in a little late to the show tonight. But I was listening.
Okay.
And so for folks out there, that Civic Media app, I'll tell you what, smart speaker on the golf cart. Golfing with a whole bunch of teachers, and you know, it's summertime. So us educators, we get out, we're out in the sun enjoying a personal high today. Woo. Finally broke under 90 for 18 holes. You know, okay, That's not great for listeners out there. They're like, come on, Johnny, you're better than that.
But you're talking about your personal high. I was getting a little bit confused because I'm like, you know, a high golf game typically is not what you're shooting for.
But yeah, it's pretty okay. High. If you're in my league, like, it's not a league, but if you're in my ballpark for skill, you know, if I'm golfing in the 90, low 90s or 80s, I'm pretty happy, man.
You're hitting that ball, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm crushing it out there. Well, that's crushing, not my problem. Short game's my problem, Tim. But you know what? So I'm listening, and what a conversation. And I agree with Joanne. We're excited because we're talking about education at all levels. So those shows are fun to do when we get to talk about what it's like to teach college as well as talking about K-12. Those two go hand in hand, but they're different beasts sometimes. And so it often gets under discussed how, you know, difficult it is to be a good instructor in college. Like, you're already the expert on your content area, but becoming an expert also in teaching your content area and just in adult learners or young adult learners or life learners, it's a huge thing. So
yeah, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. I know we got another caller, Tim from Wales. Hey, Tim, we're going to hold you on unless you want. No, let's go. Tim, what's happening, Tim?
I can hold.
Hey, okay, Tim, let's hold you on until till the break, Jess. Let's hold him back. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded. I do want to say Jameson texts us in from Pennsylvania. Wanting to link this all to education somehow. If talking to students, we're talking about Biden, we're talking about the civic media, we're talking about this, you know, the decline, what journalism. We don't know if Biden is declined. HIPAA prevents us, even if we should feel we know, the same for Trump. But this is the law and it's correct. To students, I would say that we do our best to be informed with what we know. We all make mistakes with the best interests in mind. Learning is what moves us forward, per Earl. The journalistic integrity is important. However, we do make mistakes, and we all learn from it. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Tim from Wales, when we get back, we're going to talk to him. And you can join, too, 855-752-4842. Hey, we're talking about it. We want to talk about it because that's what we do on Busted Pencils all the time. Busted Pencils, back after the break. Hold your hand if you won't mind. The time that we kill keeps us alive. When we build these dreams on sand, how they all slip through our hands. And this might be our only chance. Let's take this one day at a time. Hold your hand if you won't mind. The time that we kill keeps us alive. Ah, there it is. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Little black flag. Rise above. That's what we do here all the time. We rise above all of it. We've got a call, though. Tim, we really appreciate you hanging on over the break. Tim from Wales. What's happening, Tim?
Hey, guys. Great show again.
Thank you.
With the interview, I still think it was more of a script. Because, you know, they had 8 questions, and the lady had 4 questions to pick from, and what was ever left over, Earl had. And then on top of it, they, you know, in theory, edited the interview. So I don't think it was really as an interview as much as it was a put-together script.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I mean, one of the things the president's team wanted a message conveyed, you know, and we're sitting there, we've talked about that a little bit at the beginning of the show, you know, whether, you know, is it a journalistic kind of, you know, I think we look at more at this and say, like, what George Stephanopoulos did there as a media, held the president accountable on a live show. But yeah, I don't know. There's so much going on here. I'd like to say, though, from I've got another text coming in. Thank you to Civic Media for your apology and for taking accountability for making a mistake. Thank you as well for taking the steps to correct that mistake. Everyone makes mistakes. Thank you for having the integrity and the willingness to learn, apologize, and grow. You know, and I think that's the best we can offer right there because, again, full transparency. If you want to hear what was edited out, it's there. Check it out, Civic Media website. You can see it. You want to read what was edited out, right, Jess? It's all right there for them.
Yep, and it'll be in the podcast.
Well, and there you go.
Yep,
so I don't know.
I mean, that's great, Tim. I mean, when you think about it, it's a wonderful thing when information is important. And we talk about this all the time, that we, unfortunately, are living in a moment where information is really kind of sus. You know, like we have to really disaggregate, like really be specific about misinformation and disinformation. The disinformation is intentionally, you know, digging in and standing by. Nope, we said what we said. Misinformation is when you say, hey, we got it wrong. Let's correct it. Let's put it out there. Editing happens all the time. The transparency and the core values of civic media, stand up, man. Proud to be a member of civic media. Proud to be here always, but especially on a day like today when there's a release like there is, it says, hey, you know what? There was some editing per request of the President of the United States. It's not like you say, no, sorry. You know, they edited it a bit. It didn't cut out core content, but it cut out content, right? Mm. And so people should be able to see that. They see it. It's there. You know, I like that kind of transparency.
Absolutely.
Editing happens all the time. But when you have receipts for your edits and you can open the books, that's democracy, man. Those are core values, a commitment to truth, a commitment to transparency, and a humility. Remember, we were talking this week, Tim, about a kind of education. Jesse Hagopian shared social justice education. We're committed to it. We talked last night with Joanne and Hallie about the importance of like the whole child. And do you really care about children and education? And we talk about that. I brought it up that it takes patience, commitment, and humility. And so, wow, I'm proud to be a member of civic media on a day where they're modeling patience, humility, and commitment to all those things. So big ups to Earl for doing that interview, for being a stalwart representative of the Milwaukee community and the Wisconsin, you know, voters and civic people of Wisconsin. But then big, big civic media ups for saying, hey, yep, there was some edits. Here they are. Take a look at them for everybody to see. Now let's go.
What?
Well, there it is. As true as the bell rings, right? It's our daily segment, Democracy in Action. I think producer Jess knows, man, that was it. That's it. Democracy in Action. Because every democracy in action is actually based in everyday examples of modeling core democratic values. You want to know what a core democratic value is that I think producer Jess picked up in that? Truth. We shouldn't lie to citizens. We should never lie to citizens. And you know what we did today at Civic Media? I'll say we, yep, because we're standing together. Solidarity is a real thing. We said, no lies here. Full transparency. Here's all the things that was said. You want to see it? You see it. It's insignificant to the major content. But you know, for some reason or another, the Biden people said, hey, we'd rather not have this piece be part of it. It's got cut. Well, Civic Media says, well, here it is. Take a look at it. So Democracy in Action goes to Civic Media.
There you go.
Being transparent and upholding truth. Thank you. Right
there it is.
Big difference between misinformation and disinformation. Sometimes we get it wrong. And just I don't even think civic media got it wrong. I'll just say my personal
right. Point. They did not.
But what's beautiful is when you have the humility, right? And the openness to say, whether you think we might have got it wrong, you can. You have liberty to think that. But here, take a look at it. Think and decide for yourself. That's critical thinking, Tim.
That's critical thinking. And the one thing, too, that's coming across, none of this is coming about in the way to kind of create this sense of going, the President Biden's fine. He's great. He's awesome. I mean, if anybody's listened to any of the shows, and, you know, listening to me particularly, it's like, look, I want him to step down. I don't want, so there's nothing we're going to do on this show to prop up President Biden to try to kind of dissuade from what happened at that debate. You know, Johnny and I will talk about it. We'll share different opinions on it. But for me, I saw that debate as devastating, and really it unraveled for me the possibility of going, this person who's a great man, who's a good man, who's done things. But at this point, you know, listening to one of the comedians that I really like, you know, Papa needs to step down at this point, because that's what it is. You got to do it because, you know, as somebody said, it's time to take the keys away and all kinds of other things. I know we're kind of leaning into this.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's unfortunate. And you know what? I'll come back around to this. This to me is due to procrastination. Mm. Right. And this is like, I'm frustrated, and I know a lot of people are, but I'll just share personally. My frustration is less around where we're at now and more around why we're where we're at now.
Yes.
It's like, man, I really thought, and again, you know, fool me twice, But the first time I voted, I was like, this is good. I'm going with this. Not my first pick. Like, I really liked some other candidates in Democratic primary last go around. But I said, you know what? I like where we're going. We're going to win this election. We won the election. I thought, you know what? Joe said it. President Joe said, I just need to get us here. And I thought, perfect. So got us here. Now let's get going. And I really believed there would be a transition during his term. Like, not before the end of it, but I really believed there'd be a transition in turn. And so, you know, that didn't happen. And that's why we're here.
Yeah.
I would say a large number of us were comfortable with the plan.
Mm-hmm. But
because we are like, okay, I think we know the plan. We're making way for new. And I don't mean new. I don't necessarily have an ageist stance on this. I don't mean necessarily younger, just a little bit of a different representation. You know, I think we're long overdue for a woman. I think we're long overdue for a progressive. I think we're long overdue for a better representation of the mass of this country.
That's the part there too. When you talk about it, okay, you know, both of these candidates just do not have any ability to speak for, and Johnny, I'm going to say, my son, he's 24 years old. He's got lots going on that he's passionate about. And he's like, Dad, what they talk about, and we've talked about this too, when the turtle had his issues, Mitch McConnell, you know, it's like, wait a minute. The problem isn't, you know, well, yeah, it's ages and they're old. It's like, but they're not representing the views of the people that they represent, because you look at the age of all of these politicians across the board, they are skewed to, you know, 70 and older. And then you've got a voting public that's below the age of 40 and going, what can these old geezers have to say that represents, well, they're just out of touch. And then though, when you start to see these moments that we saw on the debate, it's like, whoa, not only are they not in touch, but man, it might feel like maybe they're not really bringing their A game. And boy, when it comes to being the president of the United States, having an A game is absolutely a requirement. You got to be bringing the A game. And we're not seeing the A game. You know, we're seeing maybe a C plus every so often with a little bit of help, maybe a B minus. But no. Not for the president of the United States. A game is what's absolutely required.
There was something that you just said, Tim, if I can jump in here.
Yeah, Jess.
In Biden's interview, one of the things that he talks about on civic media is that he wanted his administration to look like the people it represented. And something that's so shocking to me is you look at our Congress, you look at the people who are representing us, and the biggest thing that they aren't representing is the age.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jess, for pointing. Yeah, you know, you want to look, and yeah, it gets down into, you know, are we talking about ethnic diversities and all that? And yes, the president has been great in that realm. But yeah, Johnny, think about this. And here we go back to educators. Are you considering all ages and the differences in their needs and their wants and their desires and their passions and their futures, because their futures, you know, are a lot longer that they're thinking about. And so I think, but you know, I know, and it sounds ageist, and I hate that because Jess knows before the show, I was kind of rambling on a little bit about my own fear about my own age, but we'll get back. Johnny, jump in there.
Well, man, and I'll say, here's a little reality check I had this week. My daughter's almost 14 years old. She said, I get to vote in the next election.
Wow.
And so she was like, look at what my age group is seeing on TikTok. Look at what my age group is saying about both the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. Like, look at both these. It's complete low moment in American politics. And the next wave of voters is completely transparent to them that neither party represents their interests at all. And anyway, right, there's not even like an effort to reach them other than they're like, look at this. There's edit after edit of, you know, basically making fun or light of the situation. Now I'm a little worried about that because this is a really important election, but I'm also thinking to myself, wow, it like both parties, like really, I know we're really talking about Biden here, But whether you're Republican or you're Democratic right now, whether you're Republican or you're Democrat, right, your party is not necessarily representing you. And that's a huge problem.
That's a problem, right? In a republic.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Jess. Geez, Johnny. I mean, everyone putting it out there.
I mean, we come around to this, and we'll especially hit it tomorrow, Tim, because we'll talk about, you know, 2020 lessons from the 21st century on tyranny, right? But one of the things we're going to, I said it right.
You said it right, man.
Practicing it in the shower. Tyranny, tyranny, tyranny. But, you know, we have 20 lessons from the 21st century from Timothy Snyder on tyranny. And one of those is to stand out and be that example. And that is absolutely what both parties need. You'll rarely hear me speak to both parties. Both parties need people to stand out, to stand out, to say, you know what? We need to be truthful, honest, patriotic, and we need to stand out. It's going to take courage and humility. And I would like I'm dreaming. I know I'm dreaming here, but I would like to see the humility from President Joe Biden, at least on the Democrat Party side. And I would love to see people stand out. I would love for us to really dig down and say, who's it going to be? You know, and we heard comments from George Clooney, and I'm just going to say, can that man just run? Let's go. I mean, I'm not that old, but I remember a particular actor who ran when I was a kid and did really well.
Absolutely.
Wasn't for my party, and sure did a lot of damage. But hey, I actually think this guy could do it. Come on, man. Maybe we could say, I don't know, somebody, but somebody stand up and stand out. Set the model, be the example.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Yeah, boy, educated educators talking education. We're talking about Biden. Yeah, Earl Ingram, you name it. We're doing it, though. Transparency. We are trying to represent, though, all those others that are not being represented. 855-752-4842. When we get back, though, Johnny, will you guys be the judge if age got the best of me? Busted Pencils next. Oh, yo! Rise above, rise above, rise above. We're gonna rise above, we're gonna rise above, we're gonna rise above. The memo says we gotta work to make the facts. Sometimes it's hard to come back when I hear this song. I just want to start dancing and moving. But we do want to talk about it. Bust the Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. The number 855-752-4842. A little reflection on President Biden. Civic media's transparency, putting it forward. Earl Ingram, Johnny Lupinacci, Democracy in Action, Civic Media, right there. And a little discussion on aging. And I started Busted Pencils at the top of the hour with going, this one of these educated educators might have got himself educated today in a way, Johnny, that I'm kind of really embarrassed and even potentially concerned about my own, you know, kind of ability to handle things. I got scammed today, dude. And in a way that is really kind of like going, like I've had people go, you fell for that? And it happened, dude. I'm sitting on my front porch, you know, just relaxing, because guess what? We finally had a break in the weather here in Ohio. It's like 80 degrees, no humidity. I'm sitting out on the front porch swing, and the phone rings, and I look down, you know, and you check this now. You almost always know, okay, spam call, spam call, spam call. But there was something about the number this time that made me go, maybe I'll pay attention. I didn't pick it up, but then it became a voicemail. It was a 608 phone number with a location in Wisconsin. And for the listener, yes, I spent 9 years living in Madison, Wisconsin. And so the idea that I was getting a phone call from the Madison area was a bit like, oh, wonder what that's about. And then the voicemail was like, hey, this is an urgent legal matter. Can you call us back? And I kind of went, that's where I started. I took the bait, man. I took the bait right there. And I made the call, and they were like, well, hey, is this Tim Slicker? I said, yes, it's me. Did you live at 593 Gray Street? And I was like, yeah, I did live there. And are you currently living at 180? I'm like, yes, that's where I currently live. What's going on? Well, did you know that that you signed a jury summons to appear and you did not appear, and we now have a warrant for you for not appearing for jury duty? And it sounds like this, sir, that you were scammed and that you actually did not live in Wisconsin and that you didn't violate anything. But to get this fixed, we're going to need to have you go to the local sheriff's office so you can validate and verify your signature. And on the way there, be prepared to spend $2,000. Now, that'll get refunded back to you because we know this is a scam. We know you've been scammed, Tim, but we want to help you get this situated. Man, I fell for it, dude. I don't know what I got in my car and started driving to the sheriff's office thinking I'm going to go in and I got to get this cleared up right away because I didn't blow off jury duty. I didn't do this. And I know you're looking at me like going,
no, you
dude,
do your
like,
civic duty.
I was thinking, yeah, it's my civic duty. I did not. And that was where I kept thinking throughout the whole time. I'm going, I think I'm being scammed. I feel like it because I know I didn't sign any jury summons types of things from Wisconsin. I know that I didn't. But then I'm just thinking, like, I remember this one time when I was living in Madison and I was summoned for jury duty in Dane County and I had to miss it because of something else. And I'm like, I wonder if this got mixed up that day. Then I thought excused from jury duty. Maybe I didn't officially get excused from jury duty. I mean, why would they know I live at 180 where I live now? Did it? Man, and you know what happened? They gave me this thing. They're like, and this is where I knew I started feeling it fall apart. Before you go to the sheriff's office, we need you to stop at your nearest CVS. I know, Jess, you know. And they sent me a barcode with a CVS on it. And they're like, you know, you need to take this into CVS to get. And I went in and the CVS person was like, sir, you're being scammed. Because it had happened in that CVS with our local sheriff's organ. And I felt really, really relieved when it happened because I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. And then I started doing into the compounding effect of going, oh, my God, what's wrong with me that I fell for this? What's happening as I'm getting older? Is it my decline that was on display today that, you know, talking about President Biden and stuff, you know, did I get suckered into this? And we'll just put in there too, Jess was messing around and being kind of silly and sends me a text message going, well, that kind of happened to my great grandma and that's how we knew to give power of attorney to them. And I was like, oh my God, even Jess sees it. She knows. She's been seeing me declining over the radio show over the past few months. I'm in trouble.
You're okay, Tim.
I put this out there though for anybody to say it can happen to you. It can happen to you. Yeah. And I know people are, I can imagine right now a listener out there going, Tim, I cannot believe you fell for that. Or what was it? I don't know, Johnny. Was it just that moment that it some of the things rang a little bit true enough to go, I want to handle this. Lupinacci. Yeah,
a good scam works that way, right? I mean, I think we're all vulnerable at different times to these things. And it's easy to fall for some of that stuff. I mean, I've been a couple of times, Tim, almost on the same path. And mine's been more like with my local bank.
Okay.
Where I'm just like, hey, would you guys ever send a text like this? Or would you ever? And they're like, nope, sorry, we don't do that. If you ever get something, just, you know, ignore it or report it to us. Same thing with my emails to my work email all the time. I get stuff that I'm like you, I'm kind of like, this could be a thing.
Seems reasonable. Know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, these are unfortunately at an all time high and they're sophisticated and they look real. I mean, the one I got from my bank used my bank's name, the logo, all of the stuff that looked real. And I thought, why would my bank need to know my social security number and all that? So Tim, it has nothing to do with your age. It has everything to do with the fact that, like, we are living in a moment where technology makes these things a little easier for folks to make sophisticated and real to us. Hey, man, what a great show. Sorry I missed the first half with you. Glad I was able to listen to it on the course with the fellas, right? Great stuff, Jess. Great stuff, Tim. Back tomorrow with really fun conversation. Great stuff ahead. Join us tomorrow. Busted Pencils. Fully Leaded Education Talk. Back at you tomorrow, Friday.